Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I'm excited that you are here again today. Let me ask you a question. Have you felt like you're not getting results? You are not seeing things happen in your life, the things that you have been working on and praying about and strategizing over, it's just not working out. It's just not coming to pass. If so, then today's episode is for you because I want to share with you 5 reasons you're frustrated and not getting the results that you want to see in life. Okay, let's jump into it. Hey friend, welcome to the Called and Confident podcast, where you will find strategies and solutions to discover your calling, get unstuck, and move in the direction that God is leading you. I'm Shayla, and for many years, I struggled doing all of the things, but still wondered, what was my true purpose? I did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it just didn't feel like it was all coming together or making the impact that I had expected. I just felt like there was still so much more. Have you been feeling stuck in life and wondering if God has forgotten about you? If so, I can totally relate. My mission is to help you take action on your God-given assignment so you can confidently live healthy, healed, and whole. If you're ready to say yes to your calling and start moving forward, then you're in the right place. Girl, it's time for a little sister chat. You grab the popcorn, I'll grab the peanut M&Ms, and meet me on the couch. Let's get started. All right, so today we are talking about 5 reasons you are frustrated and not getting the results you want to see in life. And believe me when I tell you, I have been there many, 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 many times. And it is extremely frustrating, particularly if you are a doer. So I think that there are 2 camps of people, right? So in one camp, there is the doers, the people that are action takers. They think of an idea, something comes to them, they jump on it and they take off running. They're in a sprint, they're getting the thing done. Okay, so I'm very much so in that group of people. But then I think there's a second group of people who, when they maybe get an idea, they think about something, they want some time to think about it, to mull it over, to weigh out their options, to try to see, to kind of wait to see what happens, to kind of think it through. Some might call them procrastinators. I don't know, you know. So, but there's a second group of people. And in many cases, they're just more thoughtful about things. They want time to reflect. They want to think it through before like really jumping out there. But in either group, so first of all, which group are you in? I want to know. Let me know which group you're in. And then I want to say this. Either group, whether you are a fast action taker or you are a deep methodical thinker and you need to think it through for 5 years before you do anything, either way, I believe that in both camps of people, there can be a lot of frustration when you know that you're not getting the results in life that you want to get. When you know you are not in the place that you desire to be, when you know you are not where you're supposed to be, when you know that there is so much more for you. Like, I was so surprised because I am an action taker, because I am like a high achiever. I want to set a goal, achieve a goal, check it off, and move on to the next thing. That's just very much my personality type. So I was very surprised when I learned that everybody's not like that. Like, I was very surprised. I thought everybody set goals. I thought everybody wanted more. I thought everybody always kind of in their mind had a to-do list, a checklist. And so when I found that there are a lot of people who are just comfortable with where they are in life. They have just accepted it. They don't desire to do anything about it. In many cases, they're not even happy. They don't like where they are in life, but they are very much just complacent, I think is the word I'm looking for. They're very complacent and they have just decided that this is just what it is. This is my lot in life. This is how it is. This is what has to be done. And they have just decided to sit in that. Now, more likely than not, you are not one of those people. So because you are here, because you are a Advent listener and an Advent person in the community of the Called and Confident community, I am guessing that that's probably not you. I really truly believe that people who are a part of this community, people who listen to this podcast, are people who want more out of life. People who know that they're called to something, they're just not really sure how all of the pieces come together. They're trying to understand the calling. They're trying to walk confidently in the calling. They're trying to get everything that God has for them. Most times, that's who listens to this show. That's who you are. So the folks who are just kind of complacent with life and they're just fine with where they are, probably aren't too many of them listening here in this community. And that's okay too, because if they like it, I love it. I had to learn this a long time ago as well. I'm not going to ever want more for you than you want for yourself. I'm not going to ever push you. I'm not going to drag you. So if you don't want it, I don't want it for you. You know, I'm not going to beg you to come into your calling. I'm not going to drag you into it. I'm not going to force you. That's not my job. That's not my place. That's not my business. And God doesn't do us like that. Holy Spirit doesn't do us that way. He is a teacher. He's our guide. He leads us into all truth. But if we decide not to follow, then that's on us. Okay. So I gave that fight up a long time ago. So I coach, I support, I help people who want more, who know they're called to more, who are ready to go to the next level, who are ready to access the next level. And so the fast action takers and the deep thinkers, people in both camps, they still want more. They still desire more. They're still ready for more. And then many times in those conversations that I have with these people, and including myself, there can be a lot of frustration around, why am I not getting results? Why am I not seeing results? Why are things not happening in my life? Why is this not changing? Why do I feel stuck? Why do I feel like things are not progressing? Why, you know, there's just a lot of frustration around all of that. And what I have found is that there are five reasons typically that people are not getting results. There are five reasons why your life is not progressing to the next level, to the next stage, to the next place. There are most of the time, there are five reasons that you're not seeing what you desire to see. And in many of these things, they relate to business as well. But we're focusing on life today, but you can really apply these same five reasons and principles to your business as well if you're feeling stuck in business. So I want to add that. Are you tired of feeling stuck and confused when it comes to your purpose? Are you ready to find your true calling and take bold action in your life before the year ends? Well, we've entered the fourth quarter, so the time is now. I want to invite you to grab one of my exclusive one-on-one coaching sessions designed to help you break free from uncertainty and step into your purpose. Imagine a future where clarity and confidence lead the way. Picture yourself making meaningful strides towards your goals and passions all before the year comes to a close. When you sign up for this one-on-one coaching session, you will receive clarity and direction, personalized guidance, a huge confidence boost, actionable strategies, and the accountability that you've been looking for. You don't have to go through the fourth quarter feeling stuck and confused. This is your chance to seize this opportunity and create the life that you deserve. There are a limited amount of slots left, so be sure to get signed up today. Click the link in the show notes or send me an email at hello@shaylahilton.com and I'll be sure to get you squared away. All right, so let's jump into the five reasons. Number one, the first reason why you are probably frustrated and not getting the results you desire in life is because, number one, you lack clarity and direction. When you are lacking clarity, when you are lacking direction, when you are lacking vision, you are not going to get results because you have no idea where you're going. You have no idea where you're trying to get to. You don't know what it's going to take to get there. You just aren't unclear on the whole thing. And until there is clarity, until there is direction, until there is vision, you are going to be frustrated. Until you are clear on what it is that God has called you to do, until you are clear on the direction in which you're supposed to be moving, you are going to be frustrated and you are not going to get the results that you desire. So you can do a lot of things. The day and time that we live in a very busy culture. And there are a lot of very busy people. There's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of doing and there's a lot going on in social media and in real face-to-face life. It's just a culture and it's an era. We are in an era and a time of busyness. Now, the problem with busyness is you can be doing a whole lot of things and not getting anything done. Busyness can be, I think in many cases it is, but can be a distraction of the enemy. The enemy will use busyness. He wants to keep us busy, tied down, doing a whole lot of nothing. And so we have spent our days, our weeks, our months, our years doing a whole lot of nothing. And it has amounted to nothing. And then we're not getting the results we desire. And we feel like, but I was just, doing this and that, and I did this and that, but none of it is aligned to what God called you to do. None of it speaks to your clarity, to your direction, to your vision, to your assignment. So you have just wasted a lot of time, and that is very frustrating, very frustrating. So busyness is a distraction. And so we have to take an inventory of our lives and say, God, am I wasting a lot of time here? Am I busy doing a lot of nothing? And so we need that clarity. We need that direction. We need that vision from God so that we're not wasting time. We can get so busy and so muddled down in the day to day, and we feel like we've done a lot of things, and you probably have done a lot of things. You probably have checked off a lot of things on the list, but none of which necessarily moves you forward. So we can be busy in place. We can be busy in a place, in a season, in a moment, but still not progressing. So we want forward movement. We want progress. We want to be moving into the next, moving higher, moving upward. But when we find ourselves busy, it's kind of like spinning in mud, stuck in mud, we're doing all these things. We go from the moment we wake up until we lay down and we are exhausted. And then it's like, what did I really accomplish today? You know, you don't want to live like that. You don't want to experience that because it causes a lot of frustration. And then there's frustration. And then at the end of the day, there are no results. And then you look around your life and you're like, why am I still in the same place? Why am I not getting results? Why is nothing happening? And it's because the enemy has gotten you off track, and you have gotten so busy doing all of these things, but none of it is really what God is calling you to do. None of it is really moving the needle forward. And this happens so many times in ministry too. And people in ministry feel like, oh no, we're doing all of the things. We're having the outreach events. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're blah, 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 blah. And all of those are good things. All of those are important things. All of those can be blessings. But is it the task? Is it the assignment that God assigned to your ministry? Is it what he assigned to your house to do? Is it what he told you all to do in this season? Because we see one, you know, we see one ministry have a book bag giveaway, and we all feel like we need to give away book bags. We see one ministry do a food drive, a food bank, and we feel like we all need to do that. Is that what God told your ministry to do? Is that what he told your ministry to do? Is that what he told you to do to make ground, to make strides in this season? So we can do a lot of good things. We can do a lot of busy things, but is it really the thing that God called us to do in this season, in this time, in this moment? Is it what we're supposed to do, or is it what we feel like we're supposed to do because everybody else is doing it? So when your life, your business, your ministry, whatever, whenever you are lacking clarity and direction and vision, you will be frustrated. I promise you. You will be frustrated, and you will not get results. You might yield a little fruit. You might see a little something, but it's not going to be the level of fruit. It's not going to be the level of progress, the level of movement and momentum that God desires for you. Okay, so that's the number one reason why you're frustrated and not getting results. You lack clarity and direction. Here's number two. The second reason why you're not getting the results you want to see in your life is you're using the wrong strategy. And I just spoke to this just a second ago. You may be using a strategy that you saw work for somebody else. You saw somebody else do this in their life, in their business, in their ministry, and you saw that it worked for them. And so therefore you thought, I must need to do it that way. You saw somebody say, in order to launch a business and have a $10,000 month, you have to do blank. And so you said, oh, well, that's what I need to do. But God didn't tell you to do it that way. And so you did the exact strategy that they told you to do. You did it the right way. You did it from start to finish, exactly how the person said, but nothing happened when you did it. That causes a lot of frustration. And then you didn't get the result because that's not what God wanted you to do. That's not how he wanted you to do it. That's not your assignment. That's not your path. That's not the way that he is taking you. And so we can be doing a lot of things. We can be implementing a lot of strategies. We can find the best coach, the best guru, the best person, the best YouTube sensation, TikTok sensation, whatever. And you can do it exactly how they said to do it and get nothing. You hear me? Nothing. They can say, this is is how you launch a course, and this is how you get $25,000 on your course launch. You do blah, 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 and you do all of the things and all of the steps, and you get nobody in your course. Why? Because that's not how God wants you to do it. That's not what he told you to do, or that might not be the timing for you to do it or to do the launch. So if we have the wrong strategy, the strategy could be a great strategy, but if God didn't call you to implement the strategy, you're wasting time and you're going to be frustrated. Ask me how I know. I'm telling you, I'm not making these things up. I am telling you guys what I know. I am telling you what I have walked through, what I have lived through, what I have experienced. And there have been many times and many seasons where I have worked the wrong strategy and got no results. Nothingness. You hear me? Nothing. And that causes frustration. It causes irritation. And then the next thing you know, you're upset with God. You feel bad about yourself because you're like, well, God, why didn't it work for me? But that just might not have been the strategy that he wanted you to implement. So I want to encourage you in this season, if you are frustrated, if you are not getting results, check your strategy. What strategy are you trying to implement? Take that strategy back to God and say, God, is this the strategy that I'm supposed to be implementing for my life? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing for my life? Even if it worked for somebody else's life, even if it worked for my cousin, even if it worked for my best friend, even if my mother said this is how she got the result, is this the strategy for me? God, give me the right strategy because I don't want to waste a lot of time with the wrong strategy. All right. That's number two. Here's number three. The third reason why you're frustrated, why you're not getting results. Here it is. The third reason is you lack the confidence to trust in your own skills and abilities. Many times when I'm talking to people about what it is that they want to do, what they're supposed to do, what they're trying to launch, what they're trying to get into the world, how they're trying to shift their own life, they lack confidence. Thus, the Called and Confident podcast. There are many people lacking confidence. I heard this interesting fact before, and I was like, yeah, I kind of do that. So what I read is that when men are applying for a job, and you know how you check the qualifications section. The article is talking about how men, they don't really care if they meet the qualifications or not. They're like, whatever, I'm going to apply. But the article said women often look at the qualifications and think, oh, I don't meet this qualification. I don't meet that one. I don't meet that one. I'm not going to apply. I've done that before. And when I thought about that statistic, I was like, oh, wow. Again, that is our, it could be our lack of confidence in that moment. But men are like, I don't care. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to just see what happens. And when I think about that, when I apply that to my own life, I'm like, we need that type of who cares? Let me see what happens. Let me go for it. And so a lot of people that I talk to, that I support, that I coach, who are feeling, they're experiencing like a lack of confidence. Oftentimes it's because, you know, they might've tried it before and something failed, or, you know, someone told them that they couldn't do it. There is a lot of reasons, a lot of valid reasons at that for a lack of confidence. But when we lack confidence to trust in our own skills, our own abilities, when we don't trust what we've heard from God, even that, it can hold us back. It can cause a lot of frustration and it can keep us from having the results that we want to have in life. So if you are not getting results in this season of life, I want you to check your confidence level. Do you believe in your own skills and abilities? Do you believe that you're gifted? Do you believe that you're talented? Do you believe that you have what it takes? Do you believe that when God created you, he knew exactly what he was doing? Do you believe that God has a good and perfect plan for your life and he has need of you in this season? Do you believe that you can be a blessing to other people and that you can help them and that you can change their lives? If you don't believe those things, if you are struggling with your confidence, it's going to cause frustration. It's going to cause irritation in your life and you're not going to get the results that you want to see. So I really want to encourage you to take that back to God and ask God to truly help you with your confidence. Ask him to help you. In many cases, many times when we are struggling with our own confidence in ourselves, a lot of times there is a connection also to if we are struggling with our confidence in God. When we are not confident that God is going to do what he said he's going to do, we're also not confident in our abilities to do what we said we're going to do or to be who we are because we're just not sure. And so many times we have to take it back to God and say, God, I'm struggling to trust you right now because I tried this thing before and the last time I tried it, it flopped. So God, I need you to help me because I'm struggling with my trust in you, and therefore I'm struggling with my trust in myself. And so when we are honest and when we are vulnerable and when we take that to God, he can begin to heal those places. He can begin to heal those areas, and he can restore our trust and confidence in him and our trust and confidence in ourselves, because we have to have both if we're going to truly get results in life. If we're going to truly understand our callings and walk fully in the purposes and the things that he has called us to do, we must trust God and we must trust in ourselves. We must know that we can do it. We are talented. We are skilled. We are gifted. We already have what it takes. Okay. So I want you to think about that. If you are struggling and you're not getting results, check your own confidence in God and in yourself. All right. Here's number four. Why you might not be getting results in this time in your life is because you refuse to take action. I'm talking to all of my procrastinating friends here. You refuse to take action. You are going to have to take action, messy action. Do it anyway. Now, I'm not talking about doing things sloppy or doing things in a manner that aren't excellent. Excellence is always important. Excellence is always a priority, but you have to take action. So you might not fully understand the plan. It might not be fully ready to be executed. You might not have all of the pieces and all the bells and whistles, but take action. Get it out there. Get it in the world. Many times when I'm talking to people, helping, supporting, coaching, mentoring people, the key problem in most of our conversations is that they refuse to take action. Like, they have a plan. They know what they should do. They've thought about it. They've prayed about it. I want to pray about it some more. I want to sit with it a little longer. I want to wait. No. Let's take action. And so that's what I do a lot. You know, I really feel gifted for this, y'all. I feel anointed to push people into action. Like, it sits deeply in my belly. Like, that is what I am supposed to do in the earth, because I want you to get started. And so I'm going to continue to push you and provoke you and probably get on your nerves a little bit, but you have got to take action. If you're going to get everything God has for you, if you're going to be everything he desires for you to be, if you're going to walk fully in your calling and confidently do so, you have got to take some action. And so we are now at the point in the year where people are now saying, yeah, you know, I'll do it next year. I'll try next year. Maybe next year I can launch. Maybe in first. No. We got time on the clock. We still have time left in this year. Let's get it done. Let's take some action now. Okay. So if you are feeling frustrated, if you are not getting the results that you want in life, I bet you it is because you are refusing to take action. I want you to decide today, right now, how am I going to take some action in my life this week? What am I going to do to take some action this week? Whether it be in life, your personal life, whether it be in business, whether it be in ministry, I want you to commit right now to take action this week, okay? And here's the fifth reason why you're frustrated and you're not getting the results that you want to see in life is because you're missing accountability. You need somebody to hold you accountable. Now, the thing about the world that we live in today, nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody wants to be held accountable. Nobody wants to have to, you know, speak to people about what they're doing and the decisions that they're making. And we don't want to be held accountable. That's just this world. We all need accountability. Everybody needs accountability. I don't care if you are the boss, the leader, the CEO, the senior pastor. I don't care who you are. You need to have accountability. We all need it. We all need it. And so if you are feeling frustrated in life, if you are not getting the results that you want to see, I want you to sit with yourself and ask yourself, who am I being held accountable to in this season? Am I missing out on accountability? Do I have a coach? Do I have a mentor? Do I have a spiritual parent? Do I have somebody that holds me accountable? Do I have somebody who will be honest with me? Somebody who will be real with me? Somebody who will say to me, now, we were talking about this 6 months ago, and you said 6 months ago that you were going to do blank, and you haven't done that yet. Do I have somebody in my life like that? Do I have someone in my life that truly holds me accountable? Not someone who just cheers me on and I am sharing something with them and they say, oh, I know exactly what you mean, girl. It's hard and this and that. And then they get on the bandwagon with me. And before we know it, we're both sad. We're both down. No, no, that is not an accountability partner. An accountability partner is someone who will hold you accountable in love. And they say, I understand what you're going through. I understand your circumstances. I understand what got you to this place and to this point. I am not denying any of that. I am not minimizing any of that. But what I am saying is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? What can you commit to do about this particular thing in the next 30 days? What is this going to look like in 6 months? What are you committing that by this time next year, this thing is going to be completely turned around? That's an accountability partner. An accountability person will say to you, have you taken this back to God? What did he say? What did God say when you took this back before him? That's someone who truly holds you accountable. An account person that holds you accountable will say, I understand your perspective. I understand what you're saying, but the way you spoke to such and such, or you're telling me the situation, you're telling me your point of view, but you probably could have handled that a little differently. We don't like stuff like that, but that's true love. That's true accountability. When someone loves us enough to say, now I see your perspective, but you were wrong in that situation. That was a little ugly. You know, we need that. We all need that. So if you are feeling stuck in life, if you are feeling frustrated with your life, with your business, with your ministry, with where you find yourself today, I want to know, do you have accountability? Is somebody holding you accountable? You might be the boss. You might be the leader. You might be on the leadership team. You might be the elder in the church, what have you. But is somebody holding you accountable? Is there someone that you love and respect and care for, and you will receive their truth that they want to share with you? And so it's very important. And I pray that you have that. I pray that you have that in a family member, perhaps. I pray that you have it in an accountability friend or sister or pastor, your prophet, your apostle, your teacher, your leader, a spiritual parent, a mentor, a coach. I pray that there is someone in your life that you can truly go to for accountability. Someone in your life that you trust and that you know that even if it hurts, even if it stings a little bit, what they're saying to you when they're holding your feet to the fire, I hope that you know that it's coming from a place of love and that it's only because they desire to help you to get better. They desire to help you get the results in your life that you so desire. Okay? So those are the 5 reasons why you're frustrated and not getting the results that you want to see in life. And so I'm praying for you today that God will speak to you directly through this. I'm praying that he will show you in this what it is that you can do today, this week, to get the results that you desire out of life. Because none of us like being stuck. None of us enjoy the wilderness season. There is a time and place in life where the wilderness season is necessary, but some of us stay in the wilderness season for far too long. Far too long. And we could have been out of it. We could have been moving on to the next, progressing to the next, but we have sat there and gotten upset and frustrated. And we have just taken up camp in the wilderness. No, let's get up and let's move forward and let's get the results that we desire so we can have some peace, get the results we desire and the results that God desires for us. Okay. So I'm praying for you this week. You all know I still have just a few coaching spots left for this month, only a few. If you want a coach, if you want support, if you want someone to help you walk through these 5 things, because that is the entire point and the premise of the coaching sessions, we walk through these 5 things I just talked about. That is what we do in the coaching session. So if you want someone to help you with your clarity, with direction, if you want to talk about strategy and what you're doing in life, if you want to discuss confidence and how we can help you build confidence in God and your confidence in your skills and abilities, if you need somebody to help you take action, trust me, I am your girl, okay? And if you want somebody to hold you accountable, I'm going to love you. I'm going to support you, but I am absolutely 1000% going to hold you accountable because that's what I'm called to do. I am called to make sure that you get to the place that God has for you. I'm called to make sure that he pushes you into your next. I am called by God to push you with fire, light a fire under you and get you to the place that he desires you to be. That's what I'm called to do. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to fulfill my calling and I want to help you fulfill yours. All right. So I love you. Have a fantastic week and I'll talk to you again in the next episode. All right, sis. I know you have to get back to your day, but I hope this was helpful and I pray it blessed you tremendously. Before you go, can you leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share this with another sister who is ready to confidently walk in her calling? Oh, and don't forget to connect with me on social media. I appreciate you and I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Just remember, God's got it and God's got you. Talk to you soon.